ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With no end in sight to the strikes by TV and movie actors and writers, a yard sale in North Hollywood. Prop houses are selling items used in movies and TV shows to raise enough money to help strikers get back on their feet. When the hot weather is extreme, a certain paint can make it cooler. The Pacoima neighborhood in Los Angeles has a special coat of paint on areas like a playground and a basketball court. The company that painted those areas provides data showing temps are down several degrees, says ABC's Alex Prochet.
Several other U.S. cities are following Los Angeles. Atlanta, Boston, Columbia, South Carolina, Dallas, and New Orleans all joining a coalition to promote smart services to battle the heat.
Justice Department giving Texas until about this time tomorrow to respond to their demand to remove the big ball-shaped buoys strung together with barbed wire in the Rio Grande River aimed at stopping swimming migrants or face legal action. Texas says it's within its rights. This is ABC News. For those who preach that doctrine of don't panic short term, this fact, on its longest winning streak in almost 6 years, is Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average. Too hot and too fiery for tourists, ABC's Inez de la Quintera.
19,000 people evacuated from the island of Rhodes as wildfires continue to rage across Greece. Coast Guard vessels and more than 30 private boats helping with evacuations as parts of southern Europe grapple with a heat wave. Temperatures in Greece expected to climb to 113 degrees. Some tourist sites, like the Acropolis in Athens, are having to close because of the heat.
Another one of these incidents in which what's right under your feet just gives way and isn't there anymore. ABC's Dave Packer.
Up to 25 people were injured when a deck collapsed in Montana. It happened Saturday evening at the Briarwood Country Club in Billings. Police calling in a mass casualty team and closing off streets in the area as the injured were transported to various hospitals. It's unclear what caused the deck to give way.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A lot of people live in places in Wisconsin not served by a dentist. Mike Moan spoke with some people who say licensed dental therapists could close the gap.
The Kaiser Family Foundation says the U.S. needs to add nearly 12,000 dentists to close gaps in shortage areas. Wisconsin has 173 areas under that designation, leaving small-town residents and marginalized populations without options to keep their teeth healthy. Matt Crispine of the Children's Health Alliance of Wisconsin says the state has done a good job in building up certain types of care in underserved areas, but there are limitations.
We take portable equipment out into communities and provide a considerable amount of preventive care in about 1,100 schools across the state. Unfortunately, about 40% of those kids that we see in schools need follow-up care, so fillings, extractions.
Crispine says coordinating that follow-up care is often challenging. He hopes Wisconsin joins the list of states to approve a licensing program for dental therapists. Supporters say they do a lot of the same types of work as dentists, including restorative care, but their employment costs are more manageable. The American Dental Association opposes the idea, citing safety concerns. But backers say these programs provide extensive training. Dr. Frank Catalanato of the National Coalition of Dentists for Health Equity says dental therapists have proven effective in states like Minnesota, suggesting they can help families elsewhere who have to travel great lengths for oral care.
Now, mom or dad doesn't have to take 4 hours of time off from work at their hourly job to take the kid to the dentist.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. It's Monday morning. Gilbert and Earl. Good morning, Earl.
Hey, good morning, Gilbert. How you doing, man?
I'm good, baby. I'm good.
You know, good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Gilbert, I'm still trying to recover from this question that you're going to ask me later on in the show, man. My mind, you got my mind all tied up. Before we go there, I was looking at the New York Jets' first six games. And everybody talking about the New York Jets going to do this and the New York Jets going to do that because they've got Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. Look at this schedule, Gilbert. Game one, the Buffalo Bills. Game two, the Dallas Cowboys. Game three, the New England Patriots. Game four, the Kansas City Chiefs. Game five, the Denver Broncos. Game six, the Philadelphia Eagles. Hey, Gilbert, did you hear what I just said? They could go 1-5.
Earl.
hey, Gilbert, the Bills, the Cowboys, the Patriots, the Chiefs, the Denver Broncos, and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Guess what, Earl?
What?
They all pissed off because all they've been hearing all offseason is Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. They all pissed off. And here's the killer part, Earl. It don't matter if you got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. Let's say even if you had Davante Adams at receiver, you got who's the best? Barry Sanders. No, he a man amongst boys. Let's say Emmitt Smith at running back. It won't matter if they ain't got that offensive line right.
But you
so did. He better hope his offensive line is right. Last year they wasn't now. He better hope, because it don't matter. We hoping that they is so he can play at 65% so we can get that draft pick.
But Gilbert.
He got to play all them snaps.
Gilbert, you heard those teams I rattled off. Those are championship caliber.
Have you ever heard the Jets' name mentioned in any of those teams that you just mentioned?
No. No.
Okay, then.
So this is my point. The fact that The Buffalo Bills are considered a Super Bowl caliber team. The Dallas Cowboys, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wait. Dallas Cowboys ain't considered nothing.
Come on, man.
They may not be, but
they're not somebody.
Yeah, you need to put them at the bottom of this when you're talking. You should have said Buffalo, then the Chiefs. You should have said the Chiefs first.
Well, I went based on the days.
All of them?
The days they're going to play them.
All of them are in the same division, though, yeah, right?
Well, no, because, let's see, Buffalo is that in the
Jets
division.
In a tough division, yes.
Yeah, and
Denver's in that division, too,
They played Denver, and they played the Philadelphia Eagles. They could very easily go 1-5.
No, that's six. That's you got to play them twice. Six right there. So 0-6 right now.
Well, you're not predicting 0-6. We're just saying, even with the great Aaron Rodgers, with a schedule like that, they could very easily wind up 1-5.
If their offensive line don't hold up, it's going to be 0-6. Now, don't give them the 1-5. If they ain't got a good offensive line, it's going to be 0-6. Because all them defenses you just rattled off.
Yeah, they're powerful defenses.
They got some defenses, man.
Yeah, they got some powerful defenses. And I would venture to say, Gilbert, I haven't seen other schedules, but I would pretty much say they got to have the toughest top five or six games of anybody in the NFL.
And I hate to say this, Earl, but there's a difference in conference play. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, if you playing back then, if you playing Chicago twice, if you playing Detroit twice, and you playing Minnesota twice,
it's going to be hell.
It's a difference. Listen now, it's a difference when you playing Philly twice and you playing Buffalo twice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That MVP stuff going to come a little bit harder. Not saying that he can't do it. But dog, the competition of the schedule is going to be different.
You know, man. Just looking at that, and even though all this great talk about the Eagle, Aaron Rodgers is like you said. We saw with the Packers last year. He's not going to single-handedly be able to defeat these teams. These are the cream of the crop. And yes, man, when they look at that schedule, the fans probably, Gilbert, are believing that Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to come and work miracles, but not with what I just ran down.
That's the thing, Earl. It's like, even though, you know, Aaron Rodgers, it's a whole different thing, because what you used to see all those years ain't going to be the same out there with those teams. Because we didn't see Buffalo. We haven't seen Buffalo in years.
No, man, but we know Buffalo is the real deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when Aaron Rodgers is in Green Bay, he know the tendencies. He know the teams. He know what he could do.
Right.
Now when you get out here with all these new guys, he got to change up his game.
So you mentioned something right at the top. You said, when the players see this and all the talk been about the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, they get a little hype when they get ready to play him. Is that true?
Absolutely. They don't, you've been little brother for a long time, so you're supposed to know your place. But when the head dog like us, and then you got the Detroit Lions that's coming up, and they got all this locker room material, and they got, I'm this, I'm that. And they be like, wait a minute, man. we still pop around here. It fuels the fire. And they go really try to say, hey, man, y'all know y'all place. You go get in your place. Come down Sunday.
Okay, so, man, like I said, man, I just looked at that schedule. And then they've got the New York Giants again. They got the Chargers. They've got the Raiders. They got the Buffalo Bills again. They got the Miami Dolphins. They got the Atlanta Falcons. They've got Cleveland Browns. They got a tough schedule, man. They got a tough schedule. And so with all the excitement and all of that, and Aaron Rodgers coming, plus Aaron Rodgers is not any younger, Gilbert. He got another year on him. You know, so that scrambling that he used to do, he wasn't doing it as much last year. And I'd venture to say that he ain't going to do it as much this year because, you know, with that scramble, Gilbert, and you get out of the pocket, a cat can kind of put a lick on you, can't he?
Oh, my God. See, that's the thing when you say, don't you step across that line. It's full goal, brother.
Oh, so once you get past the line of scrimmage, you can be treated like a Raggedy Ann doll.
You can be treated like you owe me some money. And you ain't got it.
Hey, man.
We coming to collect, brother. and we hoping you don't slide. You cannot slide. That's why some of many guys get in trouble because they know they're going to slide, so they're trying to get there before they don't slide. Lean your feet. If you lean your feet, you can't stop the momentum, right?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, man, I wanted to go here right quick, man, before we moved on. Who is it, man? He played, this young man played for the Packers for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And what's his name? Come on. Armani Rogers. You remember him?
Yes.
Okay. You know what he said the NFL stands for?
What?
Not for long.
You right. I might have said that on this show at one time.
Oh, you? Not, yeah, man. He got 2 years in.
Yep.
With the Packers, he said, not for long.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of mentioned
it. You can't take it for granted, man. You got to do everything you got to do to stay on board. You cannot be satisfied with just making it. You got to improve every year. I had to improve every year that I played for the Green Bay Packers, or I was going to lose my job and be gone.
Well, you know, man, they invest that money and you're excited about being there, and it's something called resting on your laurels that the old folk used to say, man, what you used to do. You can't, mm-hmm. That don't matter. Last year.
It don't matter because they don't want to pay you that money. They're going to do, oh, this guy cheaper. Well, he better start doing what he got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Listen,
Or some cat that's outstanding, and they're going to pay extra money to get him to play your position. It don't matter.
We got to go to the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, 844-967-2789. Man, I'm going to let you ask me that question. I'm going to think on it during the break. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow.
A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 a.m. Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 a.m. WAUK.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies today with daytime highs approaching 78. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 54. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 79. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday. Chance for scattered rain showers Wednesday. Chance for scattered storms Thursday.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You could text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert, man, that question you asked, man, you want to ask that question, man. There was a question you said you wanted to ask of me, and my mind has not been able to stop working. Go ahead, ask the question, man.
Well, I wanted to ask you, Earl, because, we can live in a certain time and a certain place. You can learn a lot about a guy, you know.
Yeah, right.
About Boston, you know. And I wanted to ask you, you know, because it's so many people. And your list will change. After you open your mouth, your list will change, you know.
Yeah.
But living or dead, Earl. And I'm asking everybody out there in radio land, living or dead, if you had an opportunity to sit down with 5 people and eat dinner, who would that be?
You know, look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. What are your lists? But Gilbert, you know, man, it's one of those questions that just turns your brain on and you can't turn it off. But here's my list. And number one, Jesus Christ.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
You went there. You went there.
Well, hey, man, you said.
Listen, I don't want to eat dinner with him, Earl, because he's going to break it down.
But I do.
That's what, like Reggie said, he's going to put on that video. He's going to say, remember when you did this?
I do. No, Jesus Christ is my list.
Okay, that's one.
Mother Teresa.
Oh, my God.
That's two. Is number two. Dr. King.
Okay.
Is number three.
I got to take him off my list.
Thurgood Marshall, former Supreme Court Justice.
Y'all got the same hairdo.
And and last but not least, he's living today, Jimmy Carter, former President Jimmy Carter. That's my list. And all of those people dedicated their lives to helping other people. That's my list, man. My list is predicated on people who gave their lives trying to make other people's lives better. It's what I try to do with my life. So that's why I chose the list that I chose.
That's wow. I mean, that's a deep list. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get that deep.
I know, man, but you when you ask the question like
that, It's your list.
Yeah, you really have to start thinking, man. That's a great question, Gilbert. It's an absolute look, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, Gilbert. Your list, man. Your list.
Wow, man. I mean, my list is for learning and the questions that I have and the admirement of what they have done.
Right.
At the top of my list would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Wow, man.
He is to me one of the most interesting guys through his work and his determination to be somebody. You know what I'm saying? He to me is a very interesting guy, and I would love to sit down and break bread with him and pick his mind.
He was and is, you know, a man who's accomplished a whole lot in his life, man.
Yeah. My number two would be Denzel Washington.
That's another look. Denzel is without question a guy, man, who's more than an actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's humanitarian. Yeah. And
brilliant. A brilliant human being, man.
Yes. And one of the questions I would ask him is, how did you get so pretty?
Wait a minute, man.
Okay, so
let me say this, man. In my day,
let me get to my third before you get. Let me get to my third guy
behind me.
My third guy will be President Obama. I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. And I know he's a Bear guy. He loves the Chicago Bears and all that other stuff.
I can't.
But still, I mean, just what he been through, and how did he do what he did?
Right.
You know, my fourth guy will be another one of my favorite actors.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. With no end in sight to the strikes by TV and movie actors and writers, a yard sale in North Hollywood. Prop houses are selling items used in movies and TV shows to raise enough money to help strikers get back on their feet. When the hot weather is extreme, a certain paint can make it cooler. The Pacoima neighborhood in Los Angeles has a special coat of paint on areas like a playground and a basketball court. The company that painted those areas provides data showing temps are down several degrees. says ABC's Alex Perche.
Several other U.S. cities are following Los Angeles. Atlanta, Boston, Columbia, South Carolina, Dallas, and New Orleans all joining a coalition to promote smart services to battle the heat.
Justice Department giving Texas until about this time tomorrow to respond to their demand to remove the big ball-shaped buoys strung together with barbed wire in the Rio Grande River aimed at stopping swimming migrants or face legal action. Texas says it's within its rights. This is ABC News.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Hankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock to my tape pop.
Right, smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger is in full effect as Gilbert is on the case. So, before we went to break, phone lines open again at 844-967-2789. Gilbert asked me a question that I still knocking around in my brain, man. You know, you asked me if I could pick out five people alive or deceased that I would choose to sit down and sup with who would they be? And you, I gave my list, and you gave me yours, and let's go over yours again.
First, I had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Second, I had Denzel Washington. Third, I had Obama. Fourth, I had Kurt Russell. My fifth is a twofer. My father passed away in 1992, and my brother passed away in 2012. I would love to have one more dinner with those two.
Oh, man.
One more dinner.
Oh, man, that's, you know, you really opened up a can of worms with that, man, because, you know, having lost five sisters and brothers, you know, you really do hit on a point or a spot that really, man, chokes you up because, you know, when you lose those people you love, which we realize is a part of life, you know, and in accepting, having to accept that makes us, you know, but man, I'm at a loss for words with that, man, because it makes me think about my own life and my loved ones that are no longer here. But yeah, it's a great point, Gilbert.
It's a different thing when it's immediate family,
right?
You understand? I mean, if you got a cousin or somebody that's kind of, you know, but somebody you grew up with,
right?
24 hours a day. 7 days a week, it makes an impression.
Let me ask you, man. It shows a different side of you, because to even ask that question means that, you know, that you kind of, your mind is in a whole, that's a whole different stratosphere than football, right? And so part of why, you know, we wanted to do Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger was to introduce people to the other side of who you are. And so asking a question, that question really shows a caring, thoughtful person who really, you know, is able to look at life and put it in perspective. So I want to thank you for asking the question, man, because, you know, it's already led me to want to do the rest of my show and asking that question to the audience, because, and spend the next whole hour opening that up, because that really, man, I'm almost at a loss for words.
Yeah, it makes you think, girl. You know what I'm saying? It makes you think. It makes you remember.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, Earl, I'd be in the car by myself hours at times.
Right.
And my mind wonders, you know?
Yeah.
So I actually, here's a deep question for you, Earl, and Radio Land, you know, since we talk about life. When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
What happens?
You ever thought about that? When your eyes close for the last time, what happens?
You mean what happens to you or me? Or
what happens, Earl? We talking about what happens.
Well, if your life, eyes close, well, the life that we know. And this, all this can be is based on conjecture and opinion. The life that we know ends. What happens, you know, and the physical body begins to deteriorate because the essence of who a person really is not in the physical.
I know that, Earl. I know all that. I'm asking you because I know you don't know.
No, Nobody knows. I know.
When you close your eyes, what happens? I wonder about that.
Well,
I wonder, do when you close your eyes, do you still hear the last things as you going away? Do you see light? Do you see fire?
Well, there are people
who, you know, some people, do you see fire when your eyes close?
Well, there are people who will say that they've experienced that before and they were and that they were on the way back. But Gilbert, this is a little bit too heavy.
I know. I'm just putting it out there, man.
Nah.
But I got another topic we can talk about.
But go, I mean, I got something else to talk about too, but go ahead. What's the topic you want to talk
about? Let's talk about them two boys that I've been pushing forever to get into this Hall of Fame that they call. And we got two guys on deck. You ever seen Life? You ever seen Life, that movie Life?
Yeah, come on, man.
With Martin Lawrence. Man, with Martin Lawrence.
One of the great, and Eddie Murphy, one of the greatest movies Eddie ever Murphy. Made. One of the greatest movies ever made.
I love it when they say, you on deck.
Yep.
On deck. You on deck. And then my man Eddie Murphy said, or you could be going to the upper room. But I'm saying these two guys are on deck from the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about my man that I've been pushing forever. Sterling Sharp is now a semifinalist for the NFL Hall of Fame, along with a dude that got a street named after him in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Who is that?
Mike Holmgren.
So let me say,
I'm just waiting on my street. I'm just saying.
So let me say why. Sometimes you wonder, well, why is it so important that people wind up in Hall of Fames? Why are there Hall of Fames? Why is that important? And I can tell you why it's important.
Why is it important?
As a guy who is never going to be in any Hall of Fame. But let me tell you why it's important, Gilbert.
Yeah.
It's important because a lot of people live and die. And there's only a select few that will ever be remembered forever. And that's the people in the halls of fame. All the people who live and die and are forgotten. Doesn't matter. People do a lot of different things, but they're forgotten. But when you make the Hall of Fame, it's not just an ego thing, man. It's a fact. Listen, they still talk about Don Hutson, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long ago Don Hutson been dead? Come on, man. How many generations have come and gone, and they still talk about Don Hutson?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Don Hutson didn't play by himself the last time I checked, Gilbert.
Right.
He played with a lot of other guys, right?
Right.
The only one they talk about from that era is Don Hutson, you know. And so that Hall of Fame, let me ask you, because you in the Hall of Fame. Are you in the Hall of Fame at Kansas?
Yes.
Okay. You in the Hall of Fame at Green Bay. You in the Hall of Fame at your high school?
Yes.
Okay. So what does that mean to you?
It means everything, man, because not long did I do something, my hard work, I got recognized for. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's kind of like when you go to work every day, you finally be employee of the month. You can hang that on your wall and be proud of that.
Right.
That's what I do. You know, I went to a gig the other day, right? And I walked in. And everybody's in there. It was a moose lodge. So it's a lot of older people in there.
The moose lodge. Like wait a minute. Gilbert Brown going to the moose lodge.
And hey, they had some good fried fish up in there. They had some good fried fish up in there.
Hey, where was it at?
It was a catfish too, dog.
I know. Where was it at?
Oh my God, I knew you was gonna ask me that. It was in
Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was in Wisconsin. Okay. It was in West Bend. So I walked in there, right, and all these people, you know, and they hey, and this old lady come up to me, and she says, "Why ain't you got your Packers shirt on? What's wrong with you?" You know, and I'm quick on my feet now. I'm quick on my feet, girl. I said, "Ma'am, if you worked at Burger King every day, would you want to walk around after you get off of work with your Burger King shirt on?" She looked at me and she said, "You're right." Yeah, so get out of the way, ma'am.
So just the fact that to reach those pinnacles in life, all these people who play football, only a handful, man. And that's what you're talking about with Mike Holmgren now. That's what you're talking about with Sterling Sharp.
Let me say this, Earl. You did everything in between those lines. Now, let's say you 50, 60, shouldn't even be this long. All you got now, or all you holding on to now, is to get that gold jacket. I can rest in peace after I get that gold jacket. It's a guy, I'm talking about Sterling, because we need to help get him in there. But it's another guy. He's damn near on his deathbed. And he should have been in there. And I'm talking about Steve Mongo McMichael of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
He got ALS. He should have been in there before that. Now, I probably will never get in there because I run my mouth too much. Or my stats ain't good. I don't know. But what I do know is if these guys got the power to get these guys in before they can't see it theirself, they notorious for giving you that honor
after you're gone.
After you're gone.
Right.
How about we give them that honor when they deserve it?
So you talk about Mongo McMichael, number 75 for the Chicago Bears. He was a monster. 76. He was a monster. He was an absolute monster, Gilbert. And so why do you think that and he was on the Super Bowl Bears. So why do you think McMichael is, you know, is not? Well, look how long it took Jerry Kramer, man.
I'm not saying just because his play. He's one of those Cro-Magnon dudes that used to take your head off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was back when they were still doggone near head slapping.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He deserves it, Earl. Come on, man.
You know.
Him as Earl.
Listen, we got to go to a break. Up on lines open at 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digging. A little emotional this morning, man. You really touched on some things. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Allbush Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gravedigger, man, my head is still spinning from that question, and it probably will be for some time now as I wrestle with that. But for those of you who are just joining us, the Gravedigger asked me earlier about if you had a chance to sit down and have dinner with five people, who would that be, live or dead? And so, but anyway, let's get back, man, to, you know, even the Ring of Honor or the Hall of Fame at Lambeau Field, George Kuntz, man, what do we need to do to get George Kuntz in there, man?
Oh, my God.
Dr. George Kuntz. And you know, and, man, just a good man. Oh, man, brilliant guy. Was a hell of a football player. What do we need to do to – maybe we can make that happen, right?
We need to, man. And I'm glad you said, George, because I met another great linebacker this weekend. Another great man
right
this week. You know, I
Hall
got –
Hall of Famer.
When I got to hang out with Mr. You heard what I said?
Right.
Mr. Mike Singletary. He's a Chicago Bear, but sometimes when you see greatness, you got to respect greatness, no matter what that helmet was.
Right.
And Mr. Singletary was a great linebacker, but oh my God, he's a great human being. He is a great human being, man. And to be into the NFL Hall, he got a gold jacket. He got a gold jacket, well-deserved gold jacket. Because he kicked a lot of tail, you know, leading into that. Singletary. My homeboy, George Kuntz, was another great middle linebacker. Great, you know, but it's a list of guys I wish was in there.
Let me ask you, man, middle linebackers, they don't play 4-3s as much anymore, right?
No.
So the game has changed.
Yes.
And so that guy who used to command the middle.
Yeah.
And
he has to be a bigger athlete now.
Yeah, he has to be a much bigger athlete. And yeah, they play a lot more, 3-4s.
Yeah.
And which means that middle, you know, you got two inside linebackers, two outside linebackers. And so it's not much. That's more of a passing kind of defense, right?
Right, right.
Because they're not running the ball like they used to.
Passing and blitzing more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, in that essence, you know, the fullback was being phased out of the game.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The game evolves. So the linebacker has to be able to cover and blitz, not just fill the hole now.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's more of a hybrid
mm-hmm.
kind of guy. He's a linebacker, and he got to be a lineman. So he got to be a big, pretty big guy, right?
Yeah. He got to be physical. He got to be fast. But he got to be smart. Remember what I said, 90% mental.
Right.
10% physical. He's
got to be able to read the play as quickly as he can so he doesn't put himself in a position of
be out of position.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Because if he's out of position, all hell breaks loose.
But here's the key. Here's the key, Earl. Mike Singletary can play in both eras. George Kuntz can play in both eras.
But
physical, fast, and smart.
So you look at the difference in their physical size.
No.
No, I'm saying Mike Singletary, a lot smaller physical guy than George Kuntz, right?
Yeah. But then again, you got to look at Sam Mills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Sam Mills, 5'9".
And he could play in this and that era. Just because it ain't their size, it's their heart and their determination up here in the head.
You know, Gilbert, when I always hear that, I always say, wait a minute. Size does matter. Because if you're a little guy, and you got a 340-pound offensive lineman that, you know, is built like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he coming at you. You got to be able to use your hands and kind of get out of there, right? Littler guy, he got to be smart.
I have seen with my own eyes on two occasions with these two linebackers, them three linebackers I'm talking about. When the offensive guard come out 6'3", 6'4", 350 pounds, I've seen them drop them to a knee. I have seen it. Earl, it don't matter how big the dog is how much the fight is in the dog. So
is that getting up? You don't want to get up under a guy like that. I mean, what can you – You're not physically stronger than a guy like that, Gilbert.
You have to get up under the guy. If you standing over top of the guy, he gonna get you. It's all about leverage.
Okay.
Leverage counts.
Okay.
And if leverage you go under his chin and you bring in thunder,
and leverage is getting up under him.
Getting up under him, yes. If you standing over top of him, your legs are too straight. You ain't got no strength in your base.
Okay.
You got to have strength in your base to do things, Earl. I ain't never met no dude standing up like trying to block somebody. I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, so that's where they get the leverage from. But when there's a big guy like that, don't you have to, you can't fool around trying to get around him because the player get beyond you, right? You got to take him on. Is that what you're saying?
Because they smart. Because offensive linemen are taught. If you get into it, engage with a guy, and he starts to go to the left, you ain't got to do all that work. Just push him to the left. He going to use your momentum to go where he wants you to go.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? You got to be able to take him on, find the ball, get rid of him, and make the tackle.
You know, man, we're getting closer to the season and to camp. And so our whole thing going to change with Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger.
Yeah, it's football time.
Because we're going to be right into football, and you're going to see a major change in all of that. But until then, man, I'm enjoying, having these conversations with you, dear brother.
You got you, Earl. I'm a cool dude, man.
Yeah.
Cool dude.
I'm still not accepting the fact that you didn't include me as one of the top five you want to have dinner with.
Yeah, me and you going to sit around and eat some popcorn and watch the TV.
Hey, I'm only joking. We got to run, man. Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, man. Love it. Love you. And,
love you, brother.
And we'll be back. Got to go
to Calvin, I'll holler at you.
844-967-2789.
Tell Big Sandy I said what's
we'll
up.
We'll be right back.
This could be the start of a break-in.
Stop. This is Simply Safe.
Or the end of one.
Police are on their way.
Introducing the latest innovation in home security, 24/7 LiveGuard protection, only from SimpliSafe. Now, agents can see and speak to intruders through our new indoor camera to help stop crime in real time and for fast police response. Get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Chuck C.